This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports the United States is preparing new punishment for Russia.
President Biden met with Navalny's widow and daughter in San Francisco.
As to state the obvious, he was a man of incredible courage. And it's amazing how his wife and daughter are emulating that.
The meeting leads up to an announcement of new U.S. sanctions against Russia. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland described them as crushing, targeting not just those responsible for Navalny's death.
The vast majority of them, though, are designed to further attrit Putin's war machine, to close gaps in the sanctions regime that he has been able to evade.
Nuland says Vladimir Putin believes he can wait out the West on Navalny and Ukraine.
We need to prove him wrong.
I'm Ed Donahue.
For the first time in 50 years, a U.S. craft has touched down on the moon.
We are on the surface, and we are transmitting, and welcome to the moon.
But company officials at Intuitive Machines, a private company that created the lunar lander, say it was sending a weak signal. The U.S.-based company was striving to become the first private business to pull off a lunar landing, a feat achieved by only five countries. The craft is part of NASA's effort to commercialize moon deliveries ahead of the planned return of astronauts. There hasn't been a U.S. spacecraft on the moon since the end of NASA's Apollo program. Senegalese President Macky Sall said on Thursday that he will end his term in April, as expected. But he didn't give a new date for the presidential election, originally scheduled for Sunday. The Constitutional Court ordered the government to set a new election date as soon as possible, but Sall's government still hasn't set a date. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli strikes in Gaza killed 48 as fears mount over humanitarian crisis and West Bank violence. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
A flurry of seven Israeli strikes hit Rafah, one of them flattening a large mosque and devastating much of the surrounding block. Footage from the scene showed Al-Farouk Mosque pancaked to the ground, with its concrete domes tumbled around it and nearby buildings shattered. Another strike hit a residential home in Rafah, sheltering the Al-Shaer family, killing several people, including a mother and her child. The Israeli offensive in Gaza continues amid a worsening humanitarian crisis and potential starvation in the territory. The foreign ministers of 26 European countries have called for a pause in fighting, leading to a longer ceasefire. They urged Israel not to take military action in Rafah that they say would worsen an already catastrophic humanitarian situation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Doctors and potential parents are wondering what to do next with a ruling by Alabama State Supreme Court on frozen embryos. We get the details from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Several medical facilities, including the University of Alabama at Birmingham, are halting their in vitro fertilization programs, with the state Supreme Court saying that frozen embryos are legally considered the same as children, and providers can be held responsible for their deaths.
Equating an embryo to a child is scientifically unfounded.
In Atlanta, Dr. Jennifer Kawas at Emory's Reproductive Center.
Limiting the capacity of physicians to care for patients with infertility.
But at the Fertility Institute of North Alabama, Dr. Brett Davenport tells the AP they'll continue providing services as usual.
We will adjust our informed consents and redo those with all of these patients.
Some legal experts think the Alabama ruling is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Britain and its former partners in the European Union have struck a deal to cooperate more on tackling illegal migration. It's the latest sign of a thawing in relations between the two sides following Brexit. The British government said in a statement Friday that the UK border agencies and the EU's border and Coast Guard agencies Frontex will be able to access each other's intelligence to secure borders and tackle organized immigration crime. Relations between the two sides on an array of issues has been improving in the past few months. Ties were severely tested during the drawn-out divorce negotiations that followed Britain's 2016 vote to leave the EU. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.